Good day, good day. Welcome to the Queen Missy Talk Show. I have a very special guest on the show with me today. Her name is Kokla. Kokla, how are you doing on this good, great day?
Thank you for having me. I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
And thank you. So, Kokla, you know, we wanted to talk about a little bit just about how I met you. I met you actually at a church function. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I'm a part of the Progressive National Baptist State Convention under the leadership of David and Margaret Peoples, and we were having a women's meeting where we met.
Okay, and I met your mom.
Yes,
and
Gwendolyn Rollins, yes.
Okay, and then the person that actually was responsible for me getting there was the woman, her name is Venice.
Oh, okay.
It was Venice. Yes. She does the prayer on the Facebook.
Yes.
No, it's not a Facebook. Actually, it is a prayer every Tuesday where everybody calls in and do a prayer.
Okay.
And then I met you because I was telling you that at the time we were on the 67th floor at the Metropolitan Building and you was going to be a guest. But now you're here, you're a guest with us on this talk show, and you were running for it was a beauty pageant.
It was a beauty pageant. I had already won. I had already won 2024 Miss Sapphire, and now I've been appointed the ambassador over the pageant.
Okay, when you have, so your age, 51.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what inspired you to even take that challenge to say that I'm going to run a beauty pageant?
Absolutely. My friend, Allison Jordan, she's the one who introduced me to the pageant. Mm-hmm. She introduced me to Rhea Yarbrough Harris. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about the pageant outside of watching it on TV, so I didn't think that I had even qualified first.
What made you feel in your mind that you didn't qualify for that part?
Because at the time I was going through like a tumultuous divorce, and so my mindset wasn't right. Okay. But then after joining the pageant and learning the modules and what it was about and who we are as women, who we support as far as a sisterhood, I was in the right place.
Okay, so the sisterhood is, okay, so the name of the pageant is Beyond Beauty.
Beyond Beautiful World Pageant.
Okay, Beyond Beautiful World Pageant. So it is a world pageant. So
yes.
Everyone around.
In 51 states, yes.
In 51 states.
And we're getting ready to go international as well.
So, wow.
Yeah, we're in Africa now. She's doing things in Ghana, and I'll be doing some things in Nigeria as well.
Wow,
the
look
city
at that.
Of Port Harcourt, yes.
Oh, listen, my sister just came back from there.
Oh, wow,
about
yes.
2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, congratulations on that. So, but tell me more about the pageant. Tell me how did they nominate you? How did you get involved? I mean, you know, where did you start?
I started out with a video interview.
Okay.
They send you an email. You do whatever she asks you to do. I did a address about me. I talked about me being a woman of God, my future interests as far as who I wanted to be in the kingdom, what I wanted to represent as a healed woman, what I wanted to do in terms of my journey as far as my purpose is concerned.
And what is your purpose?
My purpose is to enrich the lives of other women who has gone through things that can, I want to show them that they can heal and that they can overcome whatever obstacle they challenge, that they're faced with in their life. I know what it's like to be on your face, and I know what it's like to be healed and overcome.
All right. That sounds great. So a woman as my great young age.
Yes.
I can enter the pageant. Is it a certain age that you can enter the pageant?
Absolutely. Right now, we have our group. Right now, we're looking for emeralds and diamonds. Those are younger. We are our group. Our wonderful wisdom, beautiful group are called Sapphires. And
okay.
I was a Sapphire. Miss April won the Miss Sapphire, so she's Miss Sapphire now. Mm-hmm. But I won before her, and I was able to pass the crown to her. It was such a beautiful experience with it.
Okay. And so what was the last place that you guys had the event?
At the Giorgio Banquets in Orleans Square.
And I did.
Orleans Mall. Orland Park, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's okay. I came out and I seen a lot of you guys with the different talents.
Yes.
You guys had a lot of, like you said, sisterhood. You guys talked about the things that you all had overcame. And you then on that day, they crowned you again. Is it
that is
crowned?
Correct? Yes.
So you that okay? So I, you know, I am queen. I don't know. Let me see.
Go ahead, put your crown on.
Wait a minute. So this is, do I have it right? Let me see. Is it this way?
The other way.
Okay. Okay. All right. Here we go. So I am Queen Missy Tita Turner, and I'm yes. here with the other queen, and one queen, you know, represents another queen.
Yes.
So in that aspect of life, we supposed to help one another out, and those things manifest through the Most High when we compliment and we support one another as queens.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So at this point, is it a king in your life?
Absolutely. Yes, it is. It okay. is.
May I ask you the king's name?
His name is Dr. Alex Alete Amani.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
that's great.
He's a general surgeon.
Well, hello. You want to say hello to him?
Hello, honey.
Okay, he's a general surgeon. Yes. Okay, so with this Beyond Beauty, okay, world, okay, let me say that. Beyond Beautiful World Women, okay, and so to be an ambassador, let me just say that right. Where do you go? What, like one step to the next? I mean, you pass the baton. Is it called a baton or what is it called?
You pass the crown.
It's the crown, not the baton.
Yeah, it's the crown.
Okay, so you have to take that off your head.
And she's presented with a crown, yes.
Okay, and then you have to.
And I was actually surprised, but okay. I earned it because I worked hard that year going throughout the city of Chicago, doing different things, speaking at different places. So mm-hmm. it was well deserved. I wasn't expecting it. Mm-hmm. It was something that took me for surprise, but it mm-hmm. was such a blessing. So to be an ambassador, you represent the brand. Okay. You go to different galas, events, and you're mm-hmm. representing who we are
okay.
as a pageant.
Okay. Can you stand up a little bit so they can see your whole outfit?
Yeah.
Okay. Just right there because you look nice and, you know, you look beautiful. And so is it a certain way, a pause, how you're supposed to hold your hand, how you have to walk or you, oh, okay. So it's the hello. So sometimes in life, when you have to do that to some of the haters, you just have to do this here and keep smiling, right?
Yes.
Well, you can have a seat again, queen. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So once again, so when is the next event?
The next event is October 30th through the November 2nd. We will also be at Giorgio's Banquets
okay.
during that weekend. If you're interested, people can go to the beyondbeautifulworldpageant.com and you can enroll.
Okay. Is it a cost?
It is a cost. It depends on what categories you're going to be in, what areas of interest. So mm-hmm. what you do is you interview with mm-hmm. Rhea, and mm-hmm. she will go over the deposit, mm-hmm. what you have to do, what comes with that deposit, mm-hmm. what you do with the deposit, mm-hmm. and how you move forward as far as being a delegate for the state.
Okay, so that's if you're going to enter to be. Okay,
yes.
But if you're coming to watch the event, then
tickets are $75.
Okay, and so what does that include?
That includes your entry, your dinner. Mm-hmm. You can see the pageant. Mm-hmm. We have judges there. We have beautiful judges there. She changes them up, okay. but they come and they judge the delegates for the pageant.
And how long is it? Like, is it a hour, 2 hours?
Or it's about an hour and a half, 2 hour event.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right then. Well, Miss Kokola Reynolds,
yes.
I'm so glad to have had you on the show, and I hope that we're going to be working together.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to the experience.
Okay then. Well, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
And why am I so tight-tongued today? But it's okay, because you know what? We're going to, maybe we can do something together. You think so?
I would love to.
Okay. So the only thing I have to do is do this right here.
Oh, absolutely.
Just wave like this
here.
Okay. And you brought actually somebody with you, but they're not going to be able to they wasn't able to come on, and her name again, because
Dr. Louise Taylor.
Okay, Dr. Louise Taylor. And what
She's one of my best mentors. I have three, Dr. Linda Jernigan, Jessica McKinley, and Dr. Louise Taylor. Those are the three that helped me get it together.
Even though we were going to sign off, I want to ask you again. So you said you were talking about the little people, the younger women.
The emeralds, the rubies, and the diamonds.
And their ages.
The diamonds are 21 to 29. Okay. The rubies are 30 to 39. The emeralds are 40 to 49.
Okay, can you just tell the audience how can they apply or get into the event, and who would they contact?
Do you would contact Miss Rhea Yarbrough Harris at the Beyond Beautiful World pageant, and I look forward to meeting you. We meet every Thursday at 7 via Zoom, and we have different modules that you go through, and it is such an experience. I believe that every woman of every culture should experience what I experienced, because it is a lifetime rewarding journey. This path is something I would never exchange. Mm-hmm. It's something that I'm going to do, and it's taken me into areas in my life I never thought I would be in.
Mm-hmm. And you wrote a book.
Absolutely.
See, I almost forgot about that. Did you?
Yes. The first book, it was a collaborative writing, mm-hmm. on the other side of through. I was going through my divorce during that time and season. Mm-hmm. So I talked about the beauty and what I went through as far as getting over things, mm-hmm. overcoming and healing. Mm-hmm. This book, Life Crown, mm-hmm. I would like to educate families on the purpose of estate planning, life insurance, how to handle a loved one when they are getting ready to pass away. What do we do at the round table? I would like it to be a situation where it's a workbook, where it's a comfortability to sit down at the table and actually discuss things, because we as a people don't do that. Then when people pass away, you don't know where the life insurance, where that's placed, if it's still if it's still active. A lot of our elders, when they go through dementia, a lot of times they don't even remember to pay it, so the policy is lapsed. Who's in charge of the elderly for the family? What do you do when there's a HIPAA involved? How do you sign for the HIPAA? What do you do when the body expires? What paperwork do you need? How do you plan the funeral?
Okay. You know what? That is a lot of information. It's a lot of good information that we do need as people, because myself, I've always said when I come into the show, I always give my the bereavements out to whomever is going through a bereavement. And then you came with that, and that right there is some good information that people could use. So are you talking about it now? Is this something that you discuss with people to let them know that they should? Because it seemed like that you have been through some things in your life yourself where you're able to discuss this to help them.
Absolutely. I was able. My background is behavioral health. I'm a behavioral health counselor at the Riverside Medical Center. A lot of my experience came from St. Bernard Hospital in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then prior to that, I was operating as a night manager in hospice care at Wellington Place in Wisconsin. So I have a lot of wealth as far as information in terms of caring for people. Mm-hmm. How do you get into caregiving? Mm-hmm. What's the purpose of caregiving if you can? Mm-hmm. And what's most importantly is not just a part of the death, but when you want to create a family, when you want to get married, what are the key components? What are the building blocks? What do we need to focus on beyond the veil?
Well, tell us a little bit about that, beyond the veil. Okay, when you're getting married, or when you're about to get married, do you sit down and do you discuss these things with your significant other?
Absolutely.
Okay, so are you discussing the financial, or are you discussing if something was to happen to me, what type of life insurance policy we should get and who would get it, and if the children and this, that, and other separate all of that right there?
Yeah, that is so important, because you don't want to get involved with something and then ask the questions. You have to really, really have a clear understanding. Marriage is so serious. Mm-hmm. Marriage is exceptionally serious. The Bible says, in all thy things, get an understanding.
Yeah.
And that is what we need to do as a family. Sit down and talk about when we can get along, what we're going to do.
Right.
What's going to happen when we do decide? If you get sick, what do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to get in the moment and you have all these questions.
Do you think that it should be, we can write it down?
And that's what my workbook is about.
Okay, you write it down, but had you ever thought about doing a video? You know, letting a person letting a person actually decide with the video, where you would have it on video, that like a video wheel. and they talk about these things, maybe they would feel comfortable, because a lot of people, they're not comfortable, you know, talking about the life insurance, or let's split the life insurance, or, you know, coming into a marriage, even with the income. Because when you come into a marriage and you talk about income, is that something that you share together? Is that something? Okay, I think we're going to thank you all for being a part of the Queen Missy Tina talk show. And I want to thank my guests for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I think I should do that again. See, I can see him a couple of times doing that, so I'm trying not to look over.
Now, like, don't worry about that.
I'll okay. I didn't want the Missy Turner in there. I just wanted the Queen Missy.
Okay, no, that's okay.
Okay.
I guess you need to do. We only got like 2 or 3 minutes left.
Okay.
I want you to thank your guests for coming on to the show.
Okay.
Then I want you to say whatever it is you got to say.
Okay.
Make it really short.
Gotcha.
The only other thing I need is I'm going to need, when I come back in here, then I'm going to need for you to stand up. Hmm. I'm going to need for you to do your pose. Mm-hmm. And your way, because you had her to stand up.
Yeah.
And it was cutting her whole head off.
Oh, wow. Because I seen him saying, sit down. Yeah. You didn't see, did you see him say sit down? Mm. You didn't see him saying sit down.
Well, you know what? Because I
got so
tongue-tied. Do I look right standing up because I'm overweight? I don't want to be
grunting.
No, okay.
Well, then you don't have
yeah.
to.
Yeah, cut that part out.
Just cut it out. She don't want it.
You don't want it?
Uh-uh.
Okay, come back to your guest. Thank her.
Okay.
Missy Elliott.
Okay. But can I say something in there? We asked her to stand up. So would that part be cut off too?
I can fix that.
Okay, fine. Okay.
I want to work with you so bad.
You're gonna, because I'm stuttering with you. Okay,
nice and softly. I want you to thank your guests for coming. Hold on. Thank your guests for coming.
Okay. I want to thank you, Ms. Kokola, for coming to sit with Queen Missy.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm honored. Thank you.
And I hope to have you back.
You certainly will.
Thank you. And you guys, you can see me on the Facebook, Missy Queen Tina Turner on the Facebook. And I want you guys to have a rest of a good day and a good evening, if that's what it is. And next time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.